I guess.
Dog, we recording.
Oh. Sorry. Oh. I meant the kind that, you know.
She gotta go get some gas.
It's expensive out here.
That's not what she
said.
Welcome back to a podcast about nothing with V.
And AD.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. Hope you had an Easter holiday. Mm. Or a good Easter holiday.
Yeah, know? What'd you do? Easter holiday or...
We were together.
What? But I wasn't asking you. I was asking the people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot there was people. Hey, people.
What y'all do for y'all Easter?
What'd you do for Easter?
Get lit.
Did you eat ham? Because this was a major debate in the grocery store. Like, people were so appalled that I said turkey or I was looking for a turkey. And they're like, no, we eat ham on Easter. Did Jesus say something about ham that I don't know about?
Did Jesus eat pork?
I think he did.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that's the people putting pork on the back burner. Or maybe not, because it was a dirty, dirty animal.
Was a dirty animal. Have you seen a pig lately?
But... pigs are involved in a lot of things that people don't pay attention to. Ooh, for the people that don't know.
Like what?
Gelatin.
True that. But you know what? For, like, if you're a true non-pork eater like Jaden, like my daughter, she does not play. She won't eat any type of candy, fruit snacks, nothing to have gelatin. She reads every package.
Yeah, see? Most people don't do that. Like, I don't eat bacon.
But you ate them Haribo gummy bears.
Right.
You gotta get the Turkish kind.
Ew, like Swedish fish?
No, well, they don't have... I don't think they... No, what? That's Swedish. No, like the Turkish...
gummies?
Gummy bears.
Where are you find? I'm not going out of my way to look for no candy.
They yeah. I think you can order them on Amazon.
See, not for me though.
So today's episode is really light and fun,
but you still need to take it seriously
because we serious.
We real serious. These are some serious questions.
Yeah, this is life or death out here.
Really.
So this or that, or would you rather?
You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Because this is where it's at. Is that the same as engine number 9?
Yeah. Engine number 9.
Hey, you're crazy.
Hit that chain to flow the chest.
Pick it up. Back on the seat.
Okay. She know the real words. You know,
I'm a rapper on my off time. I be writing bars.
I can't be the hype, man. I'm out of breath already.
What?
I'm out of breath already.
Yo, okay. So before we get into these questions, we are really about to be healthy.
That's what she said.
No, we are.
Yes, as I'm drinking my kombucha. Look at me, electrolytes.
You just like the way that sounds.
Yeah. I feel healthy. It says probiotics on the bottom.
It got live stuff in it.
Gives me energy. I do feel alive.
That's good.
I didn't drink coffee.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's
I feel good.
Yeah, so we are really trying. No, not even trying.
We are doing it.
We talked about that, right? People always saying,
I'm going to try.
All you got to do is do. We on that Beyonce diet.
Ain't nothing to. Oh. I don't know about the Beyonce diet, but ain't nothing to. But
yo,
to
she
do
was
it.
Eating that apple like.
she didn't eat anything. She said, no bread, no carbs, no sugar, no alcohol. That's too much already for me.
No meat.
No meat, no fish. She was passive vegan. Even vegans have slip-ups. She ain't a slip-up.
Wait, no. Now you accounting for the vegan slip-ups.
They do, because sometimes they, it just got cheese in it. Oh,
she was eating that apple tomorrow, and I'm hungry. Y'all know Beyonce voice deep as hell.
But she lost a lot of weight.
And I'm hungry.
Because I'm sure we all watched Homecoming.
That's that willpower.
Yeah. If you notice in Homecoming, the days in between, like, her coming back from the babies and everything like that, she lost weight really quickly.
Yeah.
And you can see it.
Okay. Determination.
Just get that Beyonce drive in you. That's what we all need.
Just listen to our music and be like, I got it.
I would work out to that Homecoming soundtrack though.
Yeah, because it's like empowering. Mm-hmm. Another album that was really empowering that I listened to this week on some whole girl power, you can do it, I'm the shit. Lizzo's album.
It was nice when you played it for me.
It was really good from beginning to end. And it, like, let me just tell you, if she be having you thinking you are the shit when you look horrible. Look, I was walking out like, oh, okay, I'm cute. Lizzo said it.
Yeah,
the album is really good.
Everybody and it wasn't to hard it. To listen to either.
Upbeat, and she can sing her ass. That girl can sing. She's extremely talented. And she know it too. That's what's so nice about it.
Lizzo.
Shout out. All right, let's get into it.
So today's game. Oh, we already sung the theme song. We went off track. But is this or that?
Yeah, would you rather?
Oh, yeah. Would you rather this
or that?
Or that. So, I got a couple of questions.
Come on, ask them.
We're going to have the first one would be, would you rather be able to detect any lie you hear or get away with any lie that you tell? Ooh. Ooh. I don't lie, so.
I try not to lie. I ain't gonna say I don't lie. Well, I guess I don't know.
I don't lie about anything that should be like, oh my gosh, you're gonna get punished. I don't think. Not that I
would
could.
Would you want to detect people lying, though? That could be heartbreaking.
Yeah, because of the fact that.
And disappointing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That could be really disappointing. Like,
you'll be able to see how many people just truly lie because everybody does it. Yeah. Like, do I look cute? Yeah,
never mind. I want to know. Right. I want to know.
Like,
yeah. Tell me I look good.
I think because any get away with any lie that you tell, I feel like I would have to be a pathological liar for me to be like,
yeah, so Kevin Hart would be that. You know, yeah. You talk about, what is it, zebras?
Zebras.
I would want to be able to detect a lie.
Yeah, I think I'll be for the detection of the lies.
I think I already do that, so.
But see, that's what you think, and then it might be the wrong person you're staring at, or you can tell if somebody really has a good poker face, or they're just like, oh, what? I think I'll be for
everybody
the detection.
Everybody has a tell, though. Everybody has a
that
tell.
Is true. When I started learning about nonverbal cues, like when yep. Not even everybody, it's just dudes.
No, everybody.
I'm saying everybody, but that's who I started noticing it with. Yeah, like when dudes, you lie, they start looking to the left, like who is over there?
Or
they start rubbing that head.
I'm not gonna even tell the tell that I know that a lot of people use.
Cause you're gonna get caught up. They're gonna try not to. They're gonna be sitting there straight, like right. Ain't nothing wrong.
That okay? I'll tell. That stretch or that dry ass yawn. People be fake yawning like you're lying. No, what I was saying.
No, you didn't.
You're done. You didn't say that. I didn't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think I'm good. Like my major cue was the head rub, like that wave rubbing your wave. Like, can't you brush your hair this morning? Leave it alone. We got it. And the looking away.
Yeah. Look me in my eyes.
Look me in my eyes when you lying to me.
Oh. What, you lying to me?
I think. Girl, you might as well just tell people. Like, I already know. At least look me in my eyes.
Right. All right. Next one.
Okay. This is where it gets interesting. Would you rather have to use sandpaper as toilet paper?
Ouch.
Or have to use hot sauce as eye drops?
Holy like once is it like so is this
but
like,
as eye drops though
but like, is this so are any of the it's just like once or is it
I'm guessing this is just a reoccurring thing because that's what makes
reoccurring.
It yeah like would you have to use sandpaper? I would use sandpaper. I definitely would use sandpaper.
Yeah, I had my eyes burn anyway, so I don't need no extra.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-mm.
Sandpaper. Tamp paper though.
I mean, I've used rough tissue, so I feel like it ain't too far-fetched.
Okay, what's the weirdest thing you ever had to use to wipe with? Have you ever had to use anything weird?
I mean, the seat covers. Oh. But that's not really weird to me. Because
no.
It's like, ain't no tissue. I'm not running out into the next stall. I just take a couple of those.
You ever had to use anything weird at home? Like, damn. I gotta get some toilet paper. I ain't no toilet paper. And I had to use some though.
No, what are you referring to?
Like, I'm just saying, like, maybe some people might have used a sock or something. I'm just saying.
Oh, no. I've never used a piece of clothing, I think, to wipe myself. Maybe a washcloth. And threw it away.
A sock or? No. Had to take your underwear off.
No, I don't. Yeah, no.
I mean, I had a friend who had to do that one time. Okay, next question.
Next question.
Use a sandpaper.
So it was sandpaper. Okay, here's another one.
Would you rather? I'm scared.
Pee on yourself in public once a week.
Oh, nasty.
Or shit in your pants in private every day. That is disgusting. I will pee on myself in public once a week. I'm sorry.
What?
I couldn't.
What?
I couldn't.
I would shit on myself.
I'm sorry. Y'all gonna get this pee, because if I drink a lot of water, at least it would just be like water. Like, sorry, y'all. This is just life right now. But shit on myself in private every day, like...
But pee stinks.
That's what I said. I would make sure that if I knew that was happening after a while, I would just keep drinking water. Like, all right, at least...
I'm in private. I'm taking an L for myself.
Like, going to the bathroom, doing a number two in the bathroom is just so messy to me. Like...
In the bathroom?
I mean...
Like, why are you making messes?
I mean, not,
are you making messes?
I'm not making messes, but it makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, I'm not like a bath. I don't like being in the bathroom.
Oops,
on the toilet.
I missed.
I don't like being in the bathroom on the toilet. So to do that in my pants.
Well, that's one of my hobbies.
And it says in your pants every day in private.
Yeah,
so that's one of those, as soon as you run in the house, it's in your clothes. I'm throwing everything away. I ain't going to be able to do it.
I'm in private. Like, I got to get. Yeah, I'm in private. So I'm taking
every day. Just imagine that after school.
Well,
I feel like
it's 4:00.
Like, here it goes.
Here it comes.
And it's like in your pants. You don't get to rush. Oh no, I'm in private. Go to the bathroom. No. In your clothes, on time, on a dot. Give me the pee.
Ooh.
I would have to.
Ooh. You smell like poop. Ooh.
Like piss.
All
right. Next question. Would you rather live to be 1,000 years old but have to bury countless family members and friends along the way, or die at 100 years old but all of your family and friends get to live to be 1,000 without you? Kill me at 100. First of all, this life already feel a little
long. So they living without me. Oh, no, them niggas gone.
I'm going to be at 1,000.
Nah, I'm at 100.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 100.
Because it's hard enough dealing with this now, and it's only been a few years for me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the crazy thing is I can't say that I've never lost someone and haven't been devastated. I don't know. I think I view death very differently than a lot of people. But I also don't want to hang around and bury all my family.
Yeah, like, I think that's the main thing. Like, certain losses, because I feel like I've technically lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But they have affected me in different ways, and I feel differently towards everybody that I've lost. Like,
yeah.
Different people. So it's already a lot in itself. But to lose everybody that you know by the time you're 1,000, I'll be lonely by 101. Like, oh, we got how many more years of this?
Right. No.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Take me out of the game, man. I'm undone.
Yeah, as long as my children are old enough to fend for themselves, take care of themselves, and they good, then I'm good.
You don't think they'll be there by the time you make it to 100?
I don't know.
Like the way at the right they move. We,
there's sometimes a questionable. Right. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Take so, me at 100.
Yeah, I would have to do 100 too. So, okay. Would you rather get a paper cut between your fingers every time you touch paper or bite your tongue every time you eat something?
I'll get a paper cut because I don't have to write on paper. I'm not in school. I can type. I'm not biting my tongue.
Oh, you smart.
I'm not biting my tongue.
I was about to say, welcome to a digital world. That ain't us. Touch paper.
No, I would just type because...
So you would use credit cards and typewriters.
Yep, because although I like writing better than I like typing, because I got notebooks. And good pens, but I enjoy eating. I don't know how I'm going to do this this Beyonce diet.
That's what we're going to call it.
Giving up everything.
Getting a paper cut between your fingers every time you touch paper. Every time I touch... You touch paper, though.
When?
Anytime. Just think about it.
Yeah, but I don't have to touch paper that often.
You don't think about having to
touch... But I have to eat multiple times a day.
Yeah, I only probably eat one good time a day.
Yeah, but just like you was just munching on them Taste the Rainbow candies.
Right, my tongue would be sitting here bleeding.
Well, these two...
I know, my tongue would probably be numb by the time, by the second
very
day.
Every little snack, everything.
I don't know. Mm-mm. I can't even count my monies.
Ooh.
See? Mm. But then somebody be like, money is not paper.
Well, who gonna say that?
Smart asses.
Money's not paper?
Not necessarily.
What is it?
And it's also not green.
What is it?
It's black ink on a sheet of paper.
It's paper.
And not on paper. But you notice you can wash paper. You can't wash money. Nothing happens to it.
What do you mean? What? You can wash paper.
You can't. You can wash paper and it'll disintegrate in a washing machine. Uh-huh. You can't do that to money. So it's more of a fabric than it is paper.
Oh, snap, son. We out here learning.
We learning stuff. Things. So credit cards and laptops. Right. Ain't no paper cuts for me. Yeah, I'll probably do the paper cut, though.
Paper cut. Mm-mm.
That's true. This one's for my allergens in the house. Would you rather always feel like you're about to sneeze, but you can't, or have hiccups for the rest of your life? Give me the sniffles.
Yeah, hiccups be making me feel like that's my chest hurts.
World, stop. Carry on.
Yeah.
Because that takes the life out of you. When you're drunk and you start to get the hiccups, that is the worst feeling in the world.
Because they get stuck right here.
Yeah, you feel like a newborn baby. Like, I can't control anything.
How do you know what a newborn baby feels like? You remember
that? I was there.
When I was a newborn.
People be like, I remember when I was like 2 years old. No, you don't.
Stop lying. Right. I can detect it.
I can detect your lies.
Oh, man. Maybe some people can't remember that.
I can remember the earliest memories I have. I feel like when you start interacting with people, I'll say things and my mom will like, how do you remember that? That's when you were like 3 or 4, but
I can detect her love.
But I think for most people it's when you start school that you really start to remember stuff. And I started school when I was 4.
And
I was in kindergarten before that, or around the same time. So.
Kindergarten, man. I hate it. Kindergarten had the best cream of wheat, though. But I hated kindergarten. I only liked it for the cream of wheat.
What?
And nap time.
Why were they cooking y'all cream of wheat in kindergarten?
That was the breakfast.
I thought they weren't supposed to cook for the kids.
Oh, that cream of wheat was banging.
I don't remember that much.
Because it was. I like lumpy cream of wheat. I like lumps in my cream of wheat.
So you like grits?
Oh, I love, but grits aren't lumpy. Grits are creamy.
I've never, yeah, that dry.
No, grits are creamy.
I don't like grits.
What? Grits with some salt, pepper, cheese, and eggs. You mix it all together.
Yeah, I'm not a, I like hash browns.
Well, I was about to say with some home fries on the side, fried up with some onions, some green peppers.
I don't know why I never, I just don't.
Some bacon and sausage.
Maybe it reminds me of rice in the morning.
Not turkey bacon.
What is that? Turkey ain't made no bacon. They lied. I can detect the lie. Okay. That is not it. All right. Okay. Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
Oh. All this hurts.
Right.
I don't when or how.
I would rather know. Dang. I'll probably say how. Because if I knew when, the way my paranoid mind works, I wouldn't be, ooh, I'm living it up to the last. And then I'd be nervous, okay? I would be nervous, so I'd rather know.
I would think it would be the opposite. Like, if they say, all right, you are going to die in a car accident, you'll be afraid to get in a car.
No, because I already thought I was going to die in a car accident and it didn't happen. Like I
but
was,
if they told, yeah, you thought it, but if they told you that you were.
Uber.
It's a car.
Oh, I guess I got to ask specifics. Am I going to be driving this vehicle?
Excuse me. So when you tell me this information.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Or, all right, you're going to.
But what if somebody puts a death date on you and they're like 3 years?
Then you would act accordingly. You would live your life accordingly. You would set up certain things for me. Like, if somebody said, all right, in 3 years, like, that's all you have is 3 years
Let's
left.
Let's knock on this wood. This is wood.
Yeah.
Call on, brother.
Yeah. If let me not say times or anything. They say, oh, you got this amount of time, right? Whether it's a year or 20 years. Then you would set certain things up. I didn't put, hey, listen to me. Whoever I'm talking to.
Right, universe.
I am not
universe
numbers or times. I don't think about it
I
like
rebuke
that.
The times. Mm.
I would want to know the time. I would set things up accordingly to not
be able to,
yeah, to prepare for it. But I guess, honestly, I guess you should do that anyway.
Because it's almost like you should set. I mean, more so when you have children.
Yeah,
you
that's not, that's literally.
You should
that's
be
what
setting up your
I was
mind.
Like, yo, I would set up certain things, and I'm like, but wait, I should do that anyway.
Yeah, technically, because when you have to think about things like godparents and all that other stuff,
like who gonna raise these kids?
Yeah,
things like that.
Okay, so I don't.
Yeah, I definitely would want to know when, not how, because if you told me some. How a rock's gonna fall on your head. I'm be like, oh, what?
Right. Be outside wearing all kind of steel hats.
Right,
like,
don't put me under nothing.
You ain't about to give me no brain damage. Dag, yeah, you're right.
Oh, like Final Destiny. I hated that movie.
That movie, I think that was like a, you know, how we're all trying to be on this. Oh, you have to live like this to be living right. Everybody has their own way to life. But the way people pass. As you get older, become you hear about the most freakish accidents. And you're like, how in the hell did you, you know, you were skinny. You were healthy. How did you end up like this?
Dog, skinny does not mean healthy.
I mean, I'm not saying, but like everybody's stressing. Let's be healthy. We want to live long.
Yeah.
Let's do this. We want to live to this. Yeah. Let's live like this because it's living right. And then, boom, your house catch on fire. You're like, well, damn.
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
You gotta get them smoke detectors.
Right.
Don't be like the father.
Or boom, you're trying to go save the world or save something in your house. You go on the roof and you fall off. It's like freak accidents like that.
Yeah.
That throw me off. Like, wait, what are we doing wrong?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when it's your time. Just...
And there's no way to avoid it. That's what's so crazy.
No way.
That's what's so crazy. There is no way to avoid
He's
it.
Coming. Oh. No. Never mind.
Don't
never
come
mind.
Right now. Don't come right now. Don't come right now, please.
He just rose yesterday.
Right, he just rose yesterday. Give us some time. Enjoy your time back, Jesus dang. Like,
I'll be trying to
take a sack.
Right, go rest.
Ain't you tired?
You know, you rising up and stuff.
You ain't tired. Dang, go rest. You over here trying to end people's lives. Mm-mm. Take them back with you. We ain't ready to go.
You better get ready. That's what Pastor Troy said. You better get ready. Ain't nobody else listen to Pastor Troy.
The dude who always walks around with the wrestling match belt.
What?
Is that him?
Maybe.
Oh, Lord. With the dreads?
Yeah.
That looks like 2 Chainz' older brother.
Oh.
He does. Okay. This is the last one that I have.
Oh, ouch, ouch, ouch.
Yes, I already feel the pain. Would you rather pry your thumbnail off with a fork or put a toothpick under your big toenail and kick a wall?
Oh.
That hurts, okay?
Ooh, that hurt my soul.
Ooh.
That hurt my soul. This one hurts. I don't know, man.
Pry my nail off with a fork, like the whole thing, or kick a wall with a toothpick under my nail. I think this is what I would do.
A toothpick.
I will put on thick socks.
No, but you gotta put the toothpick under your toenail so the thick sock ain't gonna do nothing.
Ouch.
And you gotta think, it's not just gonna go under your toenail because toothpicks are long. It's gonna go into this
part.
It's gonna go into your cuticles. Yo, this one making me nauseous.
Right, I don't know if I can answer. But I would, wait.
Mm.
Nail. This is a hard one.
What's the consequences for neither one? I guess she.
Blood and pain.
No, I'm saying, like, if you don't do either one, what's the consequence?
What's the consequence? It's always people who answer questions. I don't know. What if we did it like this? No, that's not
part of the question.
That they didn't give you a plan C. Figure it out. You make up your own. No, they said this or that. Not this, that, or the other.
Wait, hold on. Let me see. Ouch.
Pry off my nail with a fork.
I would probably have to do that one. That toothpick thing to in my,
figure it out.
In my toenail, like, my foot hurt already.
Right, like, my, you know how when you're in pain, your mouth start, like,
yeah,
my mouth salivating.
It made me nauseous. Ooh.
I'm drinking my kombucha.
I'm drinking water because we healthy.
Save your life.
90 days, no liquor.
Who said that?
Girl, we on this Beyonce. We
okay, I'm not going to drink liquor. I'm going to drink fermented potatoes. Isn't that what vodka is?
Dandelion wine.
Oh, chocolate wine.
Potato wine, dandelion wine.
90 days? That's the whole summer.
Nah, it's too.
Or just drink. Oh, yeah. Or just take shots, less calories.
What? No.
Don't do juice. Juice is what's making you intoxicated.
Oh, mixers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yo,
juice is the calorie.
If you do vodka, ice, a splash of water, you're good. And you get new water intake. And it tastes just like water.
She said vodka, ice, and a water. Splash of water.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I guess. Some like lemon or lime or something there in there, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah, when you told me that
three
trick, that did
parts,
help.
3 parts vodka. Half part water.
3 parts vodka, splash of water. Okay. Topped with water. But you got to make sure you fill the ice all the way up so it can melt to the perfect. Yeah, so don't be scared of watered down drinks. The liquor's still there.
Exactly. Let your ice melt.
And get your glass shorter. Yeah. Y'all be trying to get these big 16-ounce
glasses. I mean, 30 days.
30 days.
90 days, no liquor. I'm going to try to do 90 days. No, I'm not going to say no carbs. I'm going to do 90 days, no rice.
No rice.
Yeah.
Because once you exit that out, technically, bread, what are you eating with bread?
Well, I do the, what is it, Killer Mike's? Killer Bill's? I do.
Never heard of it.
The, with all the seeds on top, it's like green. I do that. It's really good. But it's like.
Ezekiel bread?
I didn't know Ezekiel bread, girl.
What?
I already don't do a lot of cheese. I do cheese whenever we order pizza.
Mm.
Or when I make like mac and cheese.
Oh, and you're also good with meal prep too.
Yes, I used to be really good with it, but my mom cooks so much food, so I have to always I gotta eat it because it can't go to waste.
I'm gonna be healthy too, y'all. Weight loss journey. I'm gonna lose 10 pounds.
Oh, hold us accountable.
Please don't. Because I don't have time for y'all moms. I ain't got the time. I just said I was going to be healthy. This is a lifestyle change.
Yeah, but when you have like an accountability coach, then it makes it easy. It's like, oh, what'd you do today? Ace, get it.
These are the fun size ones. I didn't even get a whole pack. Let me see the calories. Oh, no calories. No calories
because they don't have it on the package.
No calories. Ah,
the big bag is upstairs. The calories are in there.
We need to read that. Watch your calories, pick your decisions wisely, just like you had to do today.
Yep, in real life, pick your decisions wisely because you never know when you'll have to use sandpaper for toilet paper or hot sauce
in your ass.
Whether or not you're going to pee in public.
Right. Or shit on yourself.
I mean, when you're in private, though, it doesn't matter.
I just can't do it. I can't do it. Just, it's not saying go to the bathroom, have a bowel movement every day. It's saying do this in your pants every day.
Smell like boo. Ooh, ooh.
Like, pee is water. It dries up. You know it's coming. So then you can start to make yourself like, okay, I can't just be out here drinking and eating everything. I have to drink a lot of water. So if it comes out, it's just going, not again. Just a little pee stain.
Just water.
Just a little water stain. Mm. Like I got a leakage.
No, eat no asparagus.
Right. Ooh. Like, ooh, girl. Mm,
you eat your vegetables. Don't take no, what is it, vitamins that turn your pee real yellow.
Ooh.
And green.
That's the strong kind.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it's been real, y'all. It's been real. Enjoy your week. Last weekend of, what am I saying, May? Of April. Go out with a bang.
Let's check the calendar. Is that what this is? Here's your chance to do the hump. Oh, do me, baby.
Do the hump.
Do the hump. Do me, baby. All right. Bye.
Bye.